death thou didst freely declare, lay both in my power, but never despair. I cannot be cruel, love cease to complain, since I am returned to Arminta again. I'll crown thee with flowers most gallant and gay, and make thee to shine like the sun at noonday. Those tender embraces, my dear, shall enjoy, and nothing that's grievous shall ever annoy. Arminta, my jewel, the joy of my life, I will put an end to all trouble and strife. We'll feed our flocks by the fair flowing spring, when birds from their throats most sweet anthems they sing. Wherever I wander, thy fame I will raise, and never will cease for to speak in thy praise. To thee, my sweet creature, this promise I make, nay, farther than this, I could die for thy sake. The mountains and rocks may as easy remove, as I prove disloyal and false to my love. Then dry up those tears from thy beautiful eyes, and let not those sorrows thy senses surprise. It was but to try thy affection, my dear, and since thou art loyal, my love shall appear. I never will wander from thee any more, thou fairest of creatures whom I do adore. My dear, I am sorry that I did presume by absence to try thee, had death been thy doom. My grief had been greater than I could endure. A grave must have been thy Alexis's cure. But farewell, Arminta, now pardon me this, and let it appear the renewing of bliss. As Phoebus, when chasing away the cold night, adorned the day with a most glorious light, so shall the dark clouds of thy sorrow and pain be scattered quite and no longer remain. I'll grant thee whate'er in my power doth lie. Thou canst not ask that which thy love can deny. Oh, then she replied with a trembling voice, my heart is transported, in thee I rejoice. While we are divided, I freely relate, in love I did languish, my torments was great. In dreams I beheld thee whom I did adore, but waking my sorrows increased the more. When I from those slumbers alas did wake, oh then my poor heart would be ready to break. My senses surrounded with troops of new fears, and I almost drowned in sorrowful tears. Then sighing and weeping, still making my moan, as I in the valleys did wander alone. Thus ranging the valleys and flowery plain, I often desired to see thee again. At length I beheld my Alexis indeed, to whom like a lover I run with all speed. For why, I declare it, I could do no less. My joys, they are greater than I can express. With thee, my sweet creature, I now will remain. Thou never shalt have the like cause to complain. Then let my Arminta forget all her grief, since I am returned to afford thee relief. And crown thee with pleasures, love be of good cheer. The pride of my heart, dear.